This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The general election campaign for Boston's mayor is underway. City councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Asaibi George topped the field in yesterday's preliminary election. They were out on the campaign trail today. Voter turnout was low yesterday, not quite 25%. City councilor Andrea Campbell edged acting mayor Kim Janey for third place, and former city economic development chief John Barrows came in a distant fifth. Leanne Doherty teaches a class at Simmons University about female political leadership in Boston. It's called One Step Forward, Two Steps Sideways. She's going to be changing the name now after yesterday's election because the city has changed quickly and decisively. So, Leanne, what are you thinking of as the new name of the class?
Well, I didn't think I have to say two steps forward, two steps exciting. This is an opportunity for us to learn about the new Boston and the new leadership style that we're going to see no matter who wins the election in November.
So let's talk about the leadership style and the impact on the community itself. This was a historically diverse field of candidates. In the end, voters chose two women of color to move to the general election, which happens in November. What are the results of yesterday's election? Tell us about just how this very traditional city is changing and how those changes will take shape.
Well, I think it would be naive for us not to acknowledge the fact that this is an identity politics change, gender-based racial and ethnic changes that are taking place for the first time in 200 years. We're also seeing two candidates come forward that match, I think, the changing policy demographics within Boston. One, Michelle Wu, who has a more progressive platform around issues of policing and housing. And Councillor Anissa George, who has a more traditional Boston style of running for politics. She's local. She talks about being a member of the Boston community, a mom and a mayor. She's a small business owner and a teacher, and is gravitating more, or is appealing more to voters that seem more traditional in the vein of Marty Walsh and Tom Menino. So I think what we'll see differently is that we have different perspectives coming to the table. I mean, anytime you have representation from groups that have not been participating as much as others in the political process, you're going to see change and you're going to see different folks at the table.
So what does it mean then, if anything, that both these women are mothers? How much does that affect the conversation?
Well, I think both of them can speak to that, right? And that'll change the conversation in that they can talk about their own personal narratives. Their storytelling will be important. You know, women who have children who work have been the most affected by the pandemic over the last 18 months. They can speak to that, as they are both working women who have children that are school aged. So I think there may be a different narrative that comes forward. What won't change, though, is the difference between the two candidates as far as policy is concerned. Councillor George has courted police unions to support her. Councillor Wu has talked about defunding the police. So there will still be these controversies around policy. However, they can change the policy narrative because of their own personal stories.
Should mention that the city will not have the chance to elect a Black woman. And for some people, that's very disappointing. The two Black women in the preliminary, Kim Janey and Andrea Campbell, evenly split about 40% of the vote. Do you see any larger meaning in the failure of those two candidates?
I think it's too early to tell. First off, because of the voting turnout was relatively low. And we knew, analyzing the election, that turnout would have to be relatively high for both of those candidates to be successful. Michelle Wu was leading, quite honestly, all along. Secondly, we want to also consider the fact that Acting Mayor Janey has had a very difficult job. It is hard to be mayor and campaign at the same time. And quite honestly, the statistical significance of turnout will be important when we break down who turned out for the election and why they did.
And what do you make of the fact that so few turned out?
You know, I think there's a lot of fatigue right now. That's not to make an excuse for voters not turning out. I'm curious to see why the early voting didn't work as well. We saw how successful it was at the national level with the 2020 presidential election. I'm curious to see why more folks did not vote early.
When the political leadership of such a traditional city as Boston changes so dramatically, what else is likely to change outside of politics?
Let's stick with the political first. I would hope that participation, formal participation, would continue to increase as a result. We know that when underrepresented folks achieve public office, more people who look like them or sound like them or believe in what they believe in run for office. So that's one. It will be interesting to see of these two candidates, which one maybe brings about a change in discussions that are taking place in the city.
Because I think it's interesting to look at the platforms of the two candidates, especially around climate and what they think about climate change in the city and what a city can do to change that. And I think we're going to have quite the battle around policy.
Leanne Doherty is chair of political science and international relations at Simmons University in Boston. Very nice to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you.